All day I face this barren waste without the taste of water. Cool. Old Dan and I with throat burning dry, souls that cry for water.
It is such a delight to welcome you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Robert Battle, it has been 4 years.
Yes.
Since you assumed the position. How would you describe the company under your leadership?
Wow. I mean, it's so much about spiritual reciprocity. It's so much about, as Judith Jamison would say, standing on shoulders. You know, there's a sense of a continuum, which is so built into the culture, this idea of taking the baton and carrying it forward. So from 1958, Alvin Ailey himself laid out such a wonderful and rich vision. And so we're sort of living in that light. And so it's just marvelous to be able to continue that. Of course, add my voice. But that happens naturally, you know, because I'm different. But I always feel that I'm standing on those shoulders. And so there's just this sense of being connected to the past and being in the present and moving into the future. Of course, really the inspiration is always the dancers for me. They are what give this company life. In some ways, I feel sometimes like a passenger more than a driver. You know, the sense that the dancers are on the front lines. And so people know when they come to the Fabulous Fox because of our relationship to Atlanta, and the fact that they keep coming back again and again is because they see the marvelous athleticism and grace of the dancers, and that's why the company will remain relevant.
Your humility is impressive. Judith Jamison was Mr. Ailey's successor, and she anointed you.
Yes.
So I think it's interesting that your imagery of standing on shoulders, yeah. I like that. That is clearly a dancer's metaphor.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You know, pianists wouldn't talk about
right.
standing on shoulders.
Yes.
They would fall over yeah. that way. Hope, it must be gratifying to have an artistic director who realizes that the soul of the company is its dancers. Here you are with this stellar career, and you are starring in the role of Odetta. In addition to the physical preparation for the dance, did you research the singer to prepare for this role?
I did, yes. Matthew Rushing, who's our rehearsal director and guest artist and choreographed this ballet, pulled in and organized how he could tell the story of her life and introduce her to people who didn't know her, would send me little notes, little comments. And then, you know, with Google and social media, you just have to put a name in and millions of things come up. And she had incredible interviews. But one in particular with an awesome woman that I got to work with during our 50th anniversary when Sweet Honey in the Rock was a part of the tour that year. Dr. Izai Barnwell was a mentee of Odetta's, and they did an interview. So hearing Dr. Barnwell ask her questions, hearing the responses and their interaction was just incredible because this was a woman that I really knew. Izai was a woman that I really knew. So that was closing another gap. And taking on the responsibility of what she brought to the music world and then to the civil rights movement and then to who we are right now without even knowing what impact she had, we are living off of it exactly the way Mr. Ailey did. We don't know exactly what the influences were, but we're affected by them. And so all of those things have fostered the performances that come. Each one is very different so far. And I find that there is new life and new spirit each time. So it's easy and it's difficult at the same time. It's a blessing and it's weighted at the same time because you really want to do her life justice. You want I want to dance it to my fullest so that you take away what her music says. And all we can do is demonstrate the words, demonstrate the feeling and the emotion with our bodies. But her lyrics and her voice are so strong that it makes it a little bit easier.
I was a child in the 60s, and I remember hearing her albums in our house, and there was reverence for her. I think it's very impressive that Matthew Rushing, who was an Alvin Ailey dancer for a long time, that he has this sense of history. I remember his Harlem Renaissance piece.
Uptown.
Yes.
Which was wonderful. And, you know, teaching history through dance is extraordinary.
Yes.
But though Odetta didn't live all that long ago, there are people, young people, who perhaps aren't familiar with her. Has anyone told you that after performance?
I've gotten a lot of "I needed that" once they've seen the performances. But very recently, and during this time after our season, we do lots of outreach. And I've just come from working in Boston, and we did a little excerpt of one of the songs that she sings, which is "This Little Light of Mine," which is a song that everyone knows. But to watch students hear her sing it and respond to her voice, you know that it's her spirit that they're hearing, not just a song that they've known, not just something that has been passed down, but her voice gives it a new life. And then with the movement and the choreography that Matthew does, that gives it also another way to present it, and it's giving it a new life again.
Monday gave me the gift of love. A Tuesday, peace came from above. A Wednesday told me to have more faith. A Thursday gave me a little more grace. A Friday told me to watch and pray. A Saturday told me what to say. Sunday gave me the power divine to let my little light shine. This little light is a light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light, and there's a light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine every day, every day, every day. I'm gonna let my little light shine.
Is it all her voice, her recordings that we'll hear with the dance?
All except the last track, yes.
Yes, because he couldn't find a version of this particular song with her singing
trilogy.
It. Yeah, the Freedom Trilogy. And so someone who knew her.
Dr. Barnwell.
Yeah.
Isaac Barnwell.
Oh, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Recorded it. And what's wonderful about it, it's really about storytelling. Mm-hmm. The reason I chose Matthew is part of what you mentioned, that was very astute of you, because of his work Uptown and how he looked at the Harlem Renaissance and really sort of gave us an education, but it was entertaining at the same time. But I think about Revelations, you know, Alvin Ailey's 1960 masterpiece that we will close every performance with. It was the same idea of telling a story through dance, telling your own truth that turns out to be a universal truth. What I was struck by with Odetta was, well, first of all, I have to do one quick background. I was at her memorial at Riverside Church. I knew her name. I knew she was important, but I didn't really know her music. And so she was sort of an icon to me. But I heard Maya Angelou speak about her, and it sort of took her off of the pedestal and sort of made her human for me in a way that was very important. And it was inspiring to hear her talk about Odette. And I thought, that should be a dance. Little did I know then that I would become the head of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, and I could choose somebody as brilliant as Matthew to make that dance. What I've been struck by is how people of all races, after seeing Odette, have come and told personal stories about first hearing her music, is really what struck me, is that everybody has some relationship to it. The other thing is, you can tell how excited I am about this, there's a reason. The other thing is, one of the songs, I have to tell this story, because we opened Odette at City Center in New York City, and one of the songs that Matthew chose is called There's a Hole in the Bucket. And it's a very funny, brilliant a song that she recorded, of course, with Harry Belafonte, and who was in the audience opening night when this piece premiered was Harry Belafonte. And he was so excited about it that he came backstage. And so there, Harry said it's good. So you better come and see it.
Okay. You just gave me chills. I mean, I've had goosebumps a couple times during this conversation already, but... Harry Belafonte signing off. I would think you'd want that on your tombstone.
Yeah.
Many, many, many years from now.
Yes.
On what shall I sharpen it, dear laser, dear laser? On what shall I hone it, dear laser? On what?
On a stone, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. On a stone, dear Henry, dear Henry, on a stone.
But the stone is too dry, dear laser, dear laser. The stone is too dry, dear laser, too dry.
Well, wet it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, wet it, dear Henry, wet it.
With what shall I wet it, dear laser, dear laser? With what shall I wet it, dear laser, with what?
Try water, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Try water, dear Henry, use water.
In what shall I fetch it, dear laser, dear laser? In what shall I fetch it, dear laser? In what?
In a bucket, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. In a bucket, dear Henry, in a bucket.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Listening to you talk about how beautifully her music resonated with people of different races and the stories you heard from different people is just further reinforcement for what seems to be part of the Alvin Ailey mission, if not spoken as such, and that is to create social awareness through artistic achievement and sharing beautiful dance. I love your idea about really sharing stories through dance. On the heels of Ferguson and the tragedies in recent months, do you feel an intensified commitment to race relations through your art?
I think so. But I think it's something for me that I've always been aware of, you know, as an African-American male in this country. And I was raised, my great uncle who took me in and raised me, he was born in 1904. He passed away many years ago. So I would hear direct stories about segregation, about the perils of bigotry and racism. And so while these events in a way, have brought to bear some of the issues. These issues are a part of the struggles that we continue to have. But I think what I see more than the negative aspects is the opportunity to sort of, you know, she just spoke about hope, just spoke about that song. And I grew up on that song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." This is not a simple thing, because when you let it shine, what happens is someone else sees it, and then they're drawn to let their own light shine. Alvin Ailey said that what he was really trying to do is hold up a mirror to our society so that people could see how beautiful they are. I think a message of hope like Odetta is what we need. When I think of seeing the movie Selma and thinking about the fact that Odetta marched with him, that he is the one that said that Odetta was the queen of American folk music. She was the voice of a movement. And so I think it's time like these that we remember those positive things, those positive messages that you can use your voice, your body as a weapon for change, your talents, your gifts. And so I think that's what the company is all about.
You play with my world like it's your little toy. Put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes and turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
And the idea of creating greater understanding and friendship, yes, through art, does it get any better?
Exactly. You know, one of the parts in Odetta, Matthew Rushen decided to put on the backdrop, you see a quote, which is actually a question that was asked to Odetta in an interview. And it was, can music change people? And she said that, I think so. Sometimes it can satisfy an itch that you had or something like that. But that it can change people, and dance brings people together. And what did Mr. Ailey's famous quote? Dance comes from the people and should always be delivered back to the people. So it's really, I think, for everyone that is coming to see us from February 11th through the 15th, this is what it's all about. It's really about coming together and sort of leaving with a bit of inspiration that we all could use.
And sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion as the young people's blood flows out of their bodies.
Well, you certainly have the people in the audience leaving inspired. And yes, I guess I have to ask, does it ever feel like Revelations, which closes every one of your programs, becomes tiresome? Because it isn't for the audience. Everything else is marvelous, but everybody waits for Revelations. Hope, how do you feel about that?
It's interesting. My mother won't come to a performance that doesn't have Revelations on it without pulling and nagging, and Mom, just come anyway. But the idea that in 15 seasons, I can maybe pinpoint 5 or 6 times that I just haven't felt well enough to do it. And whether I've been able to be taken out because I was sick or not, there's a heavy weight of guilt not being able to perform this work, because this is what changed the culture of dance. Revelations, Alvin Ailey, the beginnings of this history absolutely took dance to a new place. So there is a thing about doing it. There's a standard that has been set, and we must rise to that standard each time, which means you have to strip off the sickness, the cold, the hunger, something's aching, you have to strip that away and give it your 100% because it's worthy of that. The work is worthy. Mr. Ailey is worthy of that. And then each audience member deserves to see you at your best doing that great work. So yes, we are tired. We tour a lot. We perform Revelations, you know, almost every night on a 20-something city tour. But it does give you a boost. It does lift you. It refuels you. It replenishes you. And it's worth it.
This reminds me of a response I once got from an actor whom I asked about playing the same role every night. Do the words become mechanical? Are you removed from your body and is that someone else? And he said, there is always something different. And if you're lucky enough to play Hamlet, he said, it only gets better every performance. And Hope, that sounds like what you're saying with Revelations. When it's a work of genius, there's always something in it for you performing
yes.
it.
Yes, well. There, and there's always room to improve. The minute we think we've arrived, it's time to stop. So since I'm not there yet, I'm going to keep pressing on a little bit.
Good,
okay?
I don't want you to stop.
Yes, you better.
Must ask this question. Last year, you were here during our snow and ice storm. Have you been watching the barometric pressure since you arrived?
It's just beautiful outside.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Let's just hope it just keeps its same level. But we're still going to perform. As soon as the roads are clear, we will
be there.
Yes, that's it.
We will be there. We will be there for Atlanta because Atlanta's always there for us. So,
well. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm saying there's no more morning. Well, no more morning. No more morning over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be